I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The person who goes to the gym every single day, regardless of how they feel, will always beat the person who goes to the gym when they feel like going to the gym.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. You are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it.
And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day.
What I have found is that when you take that kind of action, that kind of step of following your gut and your intuition, taking that step, whatever it is, the universe has a funny way of meeting you halfway.
Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe in it, they're headstrong. Nothing's gonna stop them. The spectators have tried it and failed it and remain sitting down. They don't get up anymore because they don't believe it enough. The naysayer's disbelief overrides their ability, potential, and mental capacity that they can be more than that.
When the rest of the world shut you down, you woke up the next day and you said, I got this, I do this, I breathe this, I am this, you can't stop me.
Like, I'm gonna be the baddest motherfucker walking.
Man up, stop crying. The decisions you make right now is up to you. You crying about something that happened to you when you was a kid. You ain't even no kid no more. You a grown man. Take full ownership. The stupid stuff you doing, your parents didn't make you play no video games. And what you crying about? So what, your daddy wasn't there? What you crying about? You ain't 10 no more. Man up.
So I had to learn to man up very quickly. And I think that was an edge, because I had to learn how to make money. I had to learn how to make friends. I had to learn how to fight. I had to learn how to defend myself. I had to learn how to defend my family. When our back's against the wall, you have the instinct to want to protect your family. You see, all the instincts are in here. It's pulling those instincts out. And sometimes to pull out the right instincts requires some travesty or crisis or challenges to go through.
So human up, get up and get on it, because the weak will struggle. Success is reserved for those that are the strongest.
And so every time I would need to pull the trigger on something and there was resistance and reluctance, those 5 words, it's time to man up. And then I would do it.
And you need to have the courage to follow through. Quit half-assing yourself.
Every time I've risen the standards, people have made me feel guilty that maybe I'm raising it too high. Maybe I'm too tough on my guys. Maybe I'm too edgy. And I expect everybody to step up and man up and woman up. Maybe I'm a little too demanding. Maybe I shouldn't raise my standards to this level. Don't let them confuse you. You keep raising the standard.
And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day.
Sometimes, man, we really gotta teach ourselves how to be a man. Along that journey, we'll bump our head and then learn the lesson.
You know, dig deep and do what you have to do.
It's time to man up and become a man.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Kill the boy. And let the man be born.
The difference is, how do you look at it? How do you approach it? How do you deal with it? How do you admit it and see it for what it is? And then what do you do about it? What do you do about it? You cry about it. You mope about it. You drink about it. You sleep around about it. You get mad and get in fights about it. You just hang around. Just turn the world out. Just zombie about it. You fry yourself with marijuana about it. Say, Dwayne, I'm sad. Dude, that's a part of life. You think you're the only man on this planet that's sad? Say, Dwayne, I'm going through depression. Well, welcome to the world. Welcome to the rest of us.
If you look at the stats around suicidality in the UK, the thing that's most likely to kill someone between the age of like 18 and 40 is themselves for a man.
Do we really not know what it is to be a good man? And I would go so far as to say to be a good human being, right? Because take responsibility for what you're doing. Take ownership of your world. Take ownership of your life. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win. You may lose. You may succeed. You may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you, this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it.
It's wake up! Stop sleeping on yourself. Step into your authenticity. Step into your intelligence and your brilliance. Release your gift. God has given you something great. Release it into the earth. Whatever that goal is, whatever that insurmountable feat has been, whether it's weight loss, financial, mindset, relational, I don't care what it is, career, to be a CEO or an investor, whatever it is, get it done. This is not the year you're sleeping yourself.
There's nothing going to stop me. If you didn't make me, you can't break me. If you didn't make the sun come up, you can't stop me. If you didn't make the moon shine at night, you can't stop me. My purpose, my will, my dedication, my motivation is all about doing the business, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I'm about. I'm about that business. I'm about that life. What are you about?
Man up. Stop crying. My teacher don't like you. Why? Maybe you disrespectful. Why don't say she don't like you. Go look in the mirror and take full ownership. Why does she not like me? You watching LeBron make his dreams become a reality. You're watching the Black Mamba make his dreams become reality. If you put the same time LeBron put in, and I start studying, and I realize as an African-American male, I need to get a master's degree and a PhD in order to do what I'm doing. And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day.
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
Like, if you are angry, use it. If you are sad, use it. Because, like, what else are you going to do with it? Like, you might as well let it help you. Like, or it uses you.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
No one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you. There's a lot of grown men and women that are still boys and girls because they think someone else is coming to change their life.
The only thing that's valuable, guys, is how you see yourself in the mirror. How you look at your shadow of life. And are you happy walking next to it?
No one's coming. No one's coming, everyone. No one. Nobody is coming to take responsibility for your dreams. Nobody is coming and gonna get that project done that you've been thinking about doing. No one is coming to grow your business, to heal your pain, to improve your marriage, or to make more money for you. It is up to you. It has always been up to you. Your life is your responsibility.
So what? You slip up, you fall down. Big deal. That doesn't mean you stop. Do you give up or do you keep going? No one else forgives you. Learn to forgive yourself. Hold yourself up. When everybody else says no, you say yes.
It's time to take ownership. You want your clothes washed? Mama, make the boy wash his clothes. Teach him how to separate the colors from the white. Mama, let your boy cook. Teach him how to cook. Let him take ownership. Make him go grocery shopping. He said, well, he'll know how to cook like me. Give him at least a day then. Give him 2 days. Take ownership. Teach him how to change the oil. Make him put gas in the car. Ownership. I love my daughter to life. But when we go to the gas station, my baby girl get out and pump the gas. And somebody said, why you make her pump gas? Because I need to teach her one day I might die on this plane and she need to know how to put the gas in the car.
And I was thinking about all the things you got from your time in the SEALs. And it's almost a bit of like a microcosm of what I think a lot of men are looking for. You know, that sense of purpose, that brotherhood. And they find it these days in like video games and stuff, right? I cost no judgment on people that play video games. I've played video games my whole life. But it seems like there's a reason we're getting like increasingly addicted to these video games, because they're giving us something that we're searching for in real life and not getting. You use the words brotherhood, purpose. These are things that the SEALs clearly have in huge amounts. Is there anything else that you'd add to that list of what it takes to feel fulfilled?
Yeah, jujitsu. It almost has become a joke amongst me, my friends, people that listen to me, is you got some kind of a problem in the world, you got some kind of problem in your life, go train jujitsu. There's a reason why I say that. Because the things that you just mentioned, discipline. Guess what you need to go train jujitsu when you're tired and you don't feel like it? Discipline. Guess how you feel when you're done? You feel awesome. You get a bunch of dopamine. Guess who you're there with? A bunch of dudes that you can relate to. And guess what you're going to do together? You're going to struggle. You're going to go through some hardship together. You're going to sweat. You're going to choke. You're going to get your arm broken. Like, these things are going to happen. Not going to get your arm broken, but you may. But you're going to be with a little brotherhood. And by the way, women train jiu-jitsu too. My daughters all train jiu-jitsu. It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, jiu-jitsu is one way. Now, look, could you go to the rock climbing gym? Yes, you could. Could you go to the CrossFit gym? Yes, you could. Could you go to the
soccer.
Yeah, the soccer field, football field, whatever. Yeah, you can do that stuff. So, yeah, go do that stuff. Go do that stuff. That's shared suffering together with a group on a regular basis, whether you want to or not. Those are all little components of being in the military, being in the SEAL teams. That's what it is. That's what you're doing. What does a SEAL platoon do? They train to get ready for go to war. How do they do that? They go to the desert. They carry their guns. They run through little choreographed moves. They get hot. They carry weight. It's suffering. It's just shared suffering, and they're working together and they're learning skills. That's what you're doing in a jiu-jitsu gym. That's what you're doing on the soccer field. So go out and do those things with other human beings, and it's gonna make things better for sure.
Listen to me very closely. Make these boys grow up. Fellas, take ownership. Don't you ever say you don't have something because of what somebody's doing. So I need you to take ownership of your time, of your what? Of your mind, of your what? Oh, come on, y'all playing. I used to get so mad at Jalen. Jalen would get up. I knew it was football day because he'd get up 6 o'clock in the morning. His uniform was ready. His shoes was ready. And he would eat breakfast. I'm like, what's going on? He like, game day. Friday night lights. Game day. And I would be so upset. And he like, why you hating on me?
You hating on me, Dad? Like, you can't stand I'm going to be a football player. I'm going to leave. You hating on me? I said, I'm not hating on you. But what I hate is that the energy for school and the energy for life, you don't have the same energy for that you got for football and girls. All I'm asking for is the same energy you put in sports. I'm asking for the same thing in terms of your mind.
A good man is a man who can protect and who can provide and who can serve, who can comfort, who can reprimand.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Who can discipline whatever's necessary to make the world a little better because he passed through.
The loud voices of this world are the 99% who don't understand exactly what you have to do. That's why when I speak and you don't understand me, it's probably a good thing. Because that probably means I'm in an area of life that you're not in.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. You are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You ask all my teammates, one thing about Michael Jordan was he never asked me to do something that he didn't do.
And they're going to say, well, he wasn't really a nice guy. He may have been a tyrant. Oh, well, that's you. Because you never want anything.
If you're cool with walking in the shadows of yourself and, you know, the only person you got is the man right there in the shadow, man. How you doing? Pretty good. How you doing? All right, man. Cool, cool. It's kind of weird having a conversation with you, but ain't no one else around because everyone else has faded way back then, way back there. You know, if you're cool with that kind of walk of life, I tell you, man, the world is your playground.
So I went to a powerlifting competition a couple of years ago. There was this one guy there lifting. He holds a bunch of records in the squat. And he's a normal working class guy from a normal working class town on the outskirts of Newcastle. And watching that man warm up is something else. He's got a sacred playlist. Mm-hmm. He never listens to the songs apart from when he's about to step on to the lifting platform. Mm-hmm. He's got these headphones on and he's just walking up and down in the same way that you'd see a bull. Mm-hmm. ready to go out, ready to go and chase something. And he steps out on stage and the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. Mm-hmm. You're watching this guy channel
rage,
fury.
That's the god of war.
It's your brother, your mom, your friend. The one comment they're going to say, you've changed. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're going to try that now. Okay, here we go again. The thing is that it's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be. Let's say you wanted to start a podcast in the past and you did 3 episodes and then you fell off. And then they think, I told you so. Stop with these dreams. Stop with this crazy content stuff. You're never going to become an influencer or whatever your goal is. Replace influencer with whatever your thing is. The thing is that you are still closer having done 3 than having done 0. And so it's just about directional correctness and realizing that criticizers are more often correct, but when it matters most, incorrect.
But for some reason, I thought that I needed to be the guy. And I said, no, you know what? You don't need to be the guy. Your leader, you need to support your leader. And it's not about you. And so that right there also changed my attitude, because then from then on in my career and in my life, I realized, hey, I don't always need to be the center of attention, which is what our ego wants us to do. Our ego always wants it to be about us. And it's not about us. It's not about us at all. In fact, in a situation like that, where the platoon commander wants to do something. Maybe he sees something that I don't see. Maybe he's got a different strategic objective that he wants to accomplish, and I'm undermining that. And what does that do to our platoon? Hey, it makes me feel great, because I think, oh yeah, I might not be the guy in charge, but I'm out here making the calls. That's your ego. And what you have to do is subordinate your ego and be supportive of the person that's in charge, and you move forward together as a team, because that's what it's about. It's not about me. It's about the team.
If you are someone that deals with a crippling sense of insufficiency, your ability to discount any good thoughts you have in your mind is going to be so strong. If you try and lead with positivity first, I need to think it, wish it, believe it, and I will achieve it, your set point of negativity is going to just crush that into the ground. I'm speaking from personal experience, right? As the guy that was chronically unconfident and still has the imposter syndrome that does creep in, you have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself. Stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action, right? You want to leave your job and become a writer. Okay, can you commit to writing one blog post on Substack per week for the next 3 weeks? That would make you feel like less of a loser if you did that. Action has to come first.
Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
Your life is just to live your life inside the world. Try not to bash into the walls too much. Try to have a nice family life. Have fun. Save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing.
When I was growing up, you know, I watched like a lot of Westerns. You know, it was the silent hero kind of thing, the Gary Cooper thing. But my idea of masculinity growing up was a man who was in control of himself, who wasn't mean, wasn't pushing people around, who was decent, who treated women well. So treating women well is a masculine virtue, is a good thing. It comes from a position of strength. You're not insecure about your masculinity. You don't have to prove that you're a man by demeaning women, by pushing them around. You can respect women, and respecting them is a sign of your strength, is a sign of being secure in your masculinity. You don't need to put other people down to make yourself feel better, okay? So we have to redefine these qualities. But there are no icons like out there. You either have the Andrew Tates out of there, or you have these wimpy men who are just so afraid of being masculine, okay? Your aggression, your assertiveness, your testosterone, it's a good thing. It's how things get done. It's what energizes you, what puts you in the world. It makes what makes you ambitious, what makes you assert yourself and motivate yourself. It has to be channeled. It has to be disciplined. But you have to see, you know, we were talking about are people pleasing things and how you reframe it. You have to see who you are and see the virtue in it and see the power in that.
You know, look, I always try to outwork people, right? That's just how I made my mark. So the game was at 7. I was like, you know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This one, the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Right. Okay, this is like the championship Lakers. I was like, you know, I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock. And I want to make sure I make 400 made shots before I go back into the room. And then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. So, you know, get in the car, get to the gym, get there, and as I'm walking onto the court, who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant already working out. So I worked out for a good hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down, and of course, I still heard the ball bouncing. I looked down, I'm like, this guy's still working out. He was working out for like, it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got here. Right.
and he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing like game moves, you know? I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, I want to see how long this goes. So I sit out there and watch another 25 minutes. And he got done. I said, okay, I think I've seen enough. Go play, you know, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us, okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game is over, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
Wow.
And he's like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not saying I dislike you as a person. You inspire me to be better.
Right.
And it was the first time I started to see this level of competitiveness where I said, I need to start doing more.
You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Like, when do you become a man? You become a man when you become responsible for other people. And part of that is taking accountability.
Yeah.
I grew up in a culture that told me going to war made you a man. Going to prison and coming back makes you a man. Making $1 million makes you a man, you know, and it doesn't.
Who teaches you to be a man? We all have these ladders of battles, roads we have to walk in our given lives. Be you famous or whoever's out there listening, we all have our individual challenges. It's cliche, money don't make it better. It don't. It fame just magnifies the problem. And the opportunities. I never looked at things as problems. I look at them as opportunities. Maybe that's something I can say. You know, someone, but she did this, and I'm like, well, what an opportunity you have.
Yeah,
well, the world, you know, because they said this and CNN said that. Yeah, well, what an opportunity you have to make a difference. Because you never know who's watching.
Winners fail 1,000,000 times. What makes them a winner is that they believe in it, they're headstrong. Nothing's gonna stop them. The spectators have tried it and failed it, and remain sitting down. They don't get up anymore because they don't believe it enough. The naysayers' disbelief overrides their ability, potential, and mental capacity that they can be more than that.
Why is that? Why do people assume that tomorrow is waiting for them? Why do people think that sun owes them something? Why do people think that the idea of having more time is the best time to have? You don't have a lot of time, ladies and gentlemen. All you got is what you have. And what you have is what you need. And what you need is to get up and be about your business. Because life is just that. It's business. So what are you going to do? Are you going to lay around and wait for your opportunities to pass you by?
Arm yourself with words. Be precise in your language. Say what you mean. Read great men and great women. Make yourself literate. Get your tongue in order. Get it under your own control. Get rid of the ums and the likes and the you knows and the pauses. And get rid of everything you say that you only say to impress other people. And just see if you can say what you believe to be true.
There's sometimes you could be in a meeting and you could be the smartest guy in the room. You don't want to let anybody know that. Let everybody talk. Let everybody think they're smarter than you. But you really know what's going on. There's other times when you're in the room, you could be the least smartest guy in the room. But you got to make them think that you're smarter than them. And if you can master that technique, then you can get just about anything you want in any negotiation. I have found out to be true. Let people talk first. Try to get as much out of them as you possibly can. And then you can kind of figure it out. Like with Gotti, a couple of times I had to sit down with him, I knew that he could never believe that I was winning. So in the midst of the argument, I had to figure out what he really wanted and how I can get what I want, letting him think that he got what he wanted. It's all about how you carry yourself.
In the water arsenal,
we have different tools. We have physical tools like talent, mobility, strength, coordination, techniques, leverage, angles, timing. But if you're talking about mind, we have different tools, visualization, emotional control. In the spiritual side, we have hope, we have faith, we have patience. Those elements, they give you chance of letting the situation cook in a slow burn and see how it goes. Because if you're impatient, if you don't have the hope, if you're not believing in yourself, but if you faith, you're gonna find the light, you're gonna find the hole, you have the hope, things are gonna do well. So you become smoother even in the bumpy rides. So I start to feel like my growth was depending on this growth, not only physical, not only mental, but also spiritual.
I think one of the things that people struggle with is actually being very real with themselves. The difference between understanding who you are versus who you wish you were. And I think that's something that I'm always very fascinated by when I have a meeting like this. Like, what kind of read do you have on yourself? And how, I think I would struggle a lot if I didn't really genuinely know who I was. And then once you know who you are, you get more comfortable with what you're up to.
Are you gonna let success sit around and wait for you? You believe that success is your best friend. Success doesn't care about you if you don't care about success. You know why? Because success has already made up its mind. It is going in the direction that it needs to go. It is hunting for the one that wants it the most. But you're not doing the hunting. You're sitting around waiting. You become something else less of yourself because you don't believe that you have the potential and the capability to be the best of yourself. So why? You just sit back and you wait for somebody to pat you on the shoulder and say it's okay. At least you gave it your best. Your best ain't good enough. Your best don't work. You need to go beyond your best. You need to go beyond the level. You need to let the world know that you exist. You need to let the world know that you made different. You're built different. You're stronger. You're more passionate. You believe in yourself. When the rest of the world shut you down, you woke up the next day and you said, I got this, I do this, I breathe this, I am this, you can't stop me.
Just in your life, be an agent for good. It's kind of like people say, I support the troops. What do you do for the troops? Do you send them care packages? No. Do you walk up to them when you see them in a restaurant, in the airport, in uniform, and do you stick your hand out and say, thank you for your service? No, I don't do anything, but I support the troops. No, that just means you're not against the troops. And going through life, become a good man or woman. Second, be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room. You can't be a good man, a fully good man, if you're not a dangerous man. All right? To be good is to do good to people. And sometimes doing good to people is protecting those people. It's protecting those people, protecting those around us. All right? Third, be educated. Listen, you want to know how to be a man among men? You start following and reading and listening to guys like Jocko Willett, Jordan Peterson, these guys, and start learning. And start learning. Start reading. And just the brain is a muscle. And like any muscle, the more you work it, the stronger it becomes. And lastly, be wise. Now, wisdom, it's a lifetime of study, wisdom is. And wisdom is not what you know. Wisdom is knowing how to apply what you know. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is classified as a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.